back here on National Geographic Weekend. I'm Boyd Mattson. Here's a job. If you're thinking of career options, here's one you may not have thought of, but you might want to consider. A frog taster. And you're probably sitting there right now asking yourself, Boyd, I didn't realize there was a job for frog tasters. But we have one right here in the studio now. Valerie Clark, a National Geographic grantee, joins us. So we talked to you just a couple of months ago, and you were in Madagascar licking frogs, Valerie.
Oh, from time to time.
Valerie's actually doing frog research. National Geographic is supporting some of her work. You're licking them because you want to see if they've got a toxicity. Is that the best way to find out?
Well, maybe not the best way, but when you're, you know, out in the field, it could be months before you're able to get back to the lab. And so once I've taken my samples from a population, if the frogs are locally abundant, then I usually go out and I capture a few more and I do a quick taste test to see, you know, is this population a particularly toxic one? And you can tell because you have burning sensations or tingling sensations and these sorts of things in your mouth. Now, of course, there are some poison frogs in different parts of the world that are so toxic that if you did that, you would be very, very sick or have a burning sensation and constricting throat for 12 hours or something like that. But in general, the Mentella frogs in Madagascar are not super toxic so far.
So far.
At least I lived to tell you about it.
Yeah, at least you're here for the moment. Is it like like licking the end of a battery to see if it's still hot?
I've never tried that.
Have you ever, you never put your tongue on a battery to see if it's still got a charge?
Why would you do that? See, now that sounds crazy to me.
We do that all the time in the field with 9-volt batteries to see if they're charged when we want them to see if they can run the mic. So you put your tongue against both poles of the battery.
I'm sorry, no basis for comparison.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Well, I guess I'm going to have to lick a frog. We have some frogs at National Geographic. I should mention this. If you're in Washington, D.C., come over to the exhibit hall. We've got a great frog exhibit going on.
And I think pretty much all of those frogs are captive-born. So the poison frogs that you have there in that exhibit won't have any toxins because these frogs actually need to acquire their toxic chemicals from their diet.
Well, frogs really are proof that you are what you eat.
They really are.
You eat toxins, you will be toxic.
Yeah, well, for them.
Just to explain to people, the reason that frogs have a toxicity, it's a protection. They didn't do this so that people could then wipe their poison darts on them and shoot other animals.
No, I'm sure that was not their intention.
No, this was self-preservation.
Yes, and how exactly that evolved is still not known. Why are some frogs toxic and others are not? It seems that it's quite an advantage, so why not all frogs be toxic? But that's not the case.
And what happens is creatures that might eat the frog taste them and realize, ooh, that's not something I want. And so they stay away from it.
Yeah, and anything that looks like them.
And usually these poison dart frogs are usually brighter color, so there's a visual awareness that you learn if you're a frog taster.
Yeah, they have the warning coloration that says, don't eat me.
Interesting that what they eat delivers the toxicity. Other creatures eat some of those same things, eat the same ants. There are other creatures, lizards eating those ants.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't develop the toxicity.
That's actually a really interesting question. So there is, the horned lizards that eat ants, but nobody's actually studied the blood that they squirt out of their eyes as a defensive mechanism. And that's one project that I'd like to work on someday if nobody else gets to it. And that's actually to see if these horned lizards who are specialized on ants actually are acquiring some sort of defenses from those ants, and maybe that could be included in the blood that they squirt at their would-be predators.
Here on National Geographic Weekend, we're talking with Valerie Clark, a National Geographic grantee and frog researcher. In fact, I grew up with those horned lizards, the horned toads Texas,
oh,
in
cool.
West Texas. And in those days when there were a lot more of them, now they're threatened. But
did you ever taste the blood they squirted at you?
I did not taste the blood, Valerie. I didn't go that far, but I did lick a few. I did lick their belly.
Did you really?
Well, there was a rumor.
You didn't lick their backs. They're pretty spiny.
Yes. But I had them as pets.
Why did you lick your pet's belly?
Well, there was a rumor going around you could get a little buzz, but it didn't happen for a 12-year-old kid licking a toad belly. Maybe I shouldn't even admit that. Now, if people eat toxic chemicals, though, it ends up killing us rather than us.
Well, maybe or maybe not. There's actually proteins and different transport systems in your body, like when you take a drug that would help you with some ailment, maybe an antihistamine or something because you have a cold. That drug doesn't stay in your body forever. Eventually, it's excreted through your urine. That's why we have a lot of problems with waste in the tap water now. You know, are you getting drugs from your tap water? And it's out there, and it doesn't get filtered out of the wastewater. what's happening in the human body is that you have a system to get rid of those toxins. Even if they're drugs and they're helping you, they're still toxins to your body. And there's a system for that to actually leave you. However, in frogs, I think that actually perhaps the same or a very similar system has just been modified and tweaked just a little bit in a few frogs that are in unrelated groups. And this has led to the ability to, rather than just to excrete out the toxins, to actually take them up into their skin and then use them as their own defense.
So instead of, as we say, peeing it away, they're sweating it away.
Exactly.
And in that sweat, that's where they get the defense.
Yes, indeed.
We're talking with Valerie Clark here on National Geographic Weekend, frog researcher, National Geographic grantee. If it's a toxin to birds that might eat the frogs, they can taste this and sense it. But do frogs lick each other? I'm just wondering if it's toxic to another frog or do they have
frogs
that kind
of... Frogs eat each other sometimes.
Yeah.
Not of the same species generally, although bullfrogs will eat smaller bullfrogs, for example. But there are definitely plenty of frogs that will eat other frogs. I would think that if there was one such frog around, if, say, you put a hungry bullfrog and a toxic mantella together, the bullfrog would probably end up killing the thing in the process because they're so voracious. But I think that they would taste it and they would spit it out. We did find on our recent expedition three different Mantella poison frogs from Madagascar who had scars or missing foot. One in particular that was really interesting had a scar behind its eye, kind of towards its back a little bit. And it looked to me like it was a bird that had bit it, rejected it, and then the frog had then healed up.
Valerie, thanks for coming by here on National Geographic Weekend. We're talking with Valerie Clark. Just back from Madagascar, second trip studying frogs and the toxicity and how it all happened. So it's good to check in with you and see that, well, you look, for someone who licks frogs all the time, you look pretty normal, Valerie. So.
Well, looks can be deceiving.
Great seeing you. Thanks.
Thanks.
After listening to Valerie, you're probably thinking, there can't be anybody else that crazy that would lick toxic frogs. That's just too weird. I mean, you think, just on the surface of it, that sounds like a bad idea. But trust me, there are far worse ideas. I've even participated in some of them about things that you will put your lips against. And usually, though, there's an excuse because alcohol is involved. In fact, I will tell you about a tradition in China and another one in Alaska. You will be amazed what people will do with a little alcohol incentive. That's after we take a short break here on National Geographic Weekend. I'm Boyd Matson.